Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
So this woman found herself in a sales job kind of unexpectedly. She took this job as a way to not be bored, as a way to distract herself, so she describes it. But what she discovered is that every time she went into a business that she was going to present her wares to, she was looking for something that wasn't there, and she left feeling dissatisfied. And of course, she never sold anything. So what was she looking for? And what was stopping her from actually selling anything? What was really lying underneath? And I think once you hear it, you will be very surprised. So the topic of this week is, do you know what's blocking you? And how can you figure it out if you don't? So we met this person this weekend, right, Bill McKenna?
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. We did a seminar at a conference. We were asked to speak at a conference in Orange County, California. And the wonderful thing was one of our Cogno Movement practitioners showed up with one of her clients and attended our seminar. And anyway, it was absolutely fascinating because in the middle where we asked people if they wanted to say something and she raised her hand and began to talk about what had happened to her with her session. Now, our practitioner, the one that did it, her name's Monica Dean. Monica Dean in the Santa Monica area of California. That's like Los Angeles area. And the other woman that got a session was somebody that works in the regular business, not Cogno Movement, but a regular commercial business in sales. And she had stood up and said that she had this experience where, like Liz was saying, you know, she took the job, and when she was not successful at all. I mean, she was walking into businesses trying to sell their wares and getting rejected nonstop, you know, couldn't sell the thing, you know, which is very hard. You know, rejection is part of being in sales, but when you're repeatedly rejected and other people are having success and you're not, it's difficult, you know, to face rejection constantly. And that's the way it was happening was, I can't sell and I'm getting rejected.
Yeah, it really is one of the worst feelings. One of the worst feelings for salespeople, seeing everybody else or even one other person be super successful and not being able to do it for yourself. It's almost like you can't get in the train of it. You can't connect. You just can't get any ground, get going. And that's what this person was experiencing. And this deep sense of dissatisfaction, but she didn't really know where it was coming from. She just thought she was bad at sales. And so if you're out there and you've ever been in a sales job and you've had this thought, why am I so bad at sales? You may have gone out and taken a lot of courses, right? Salespeople do this, you know, learned the right script, said the right thing, and still not be able to sell anything, which makes it even worse. So I think everybody will find this story interesting. What was really underneath of it, what was really stopping her, is not something any class would have ever uncovered. There's no amount of sales training that would have changed this thing, right?
Yeah, you know, it's so strange the way this story unfurled. She was saying how terrible everything was, and Monica was the number one salesperson in the company. And she said, you know, I tell you what, you know, Monica got to be number one by doing Cogno movement. A Cogno movement, basically, for everybody out there that's first listening to this, it works with your subconscious mind. Your subconscious is your nervous system. And basically, there's a method of this physical exercise, and it accesses whatever problem that you're having that you're not even aware of that's blocking you. Go
Yeah,
ahead.
that's just it. It changes the way you take in information. And so if it changes the way you take in information, it changes the output. It changes what you do, how you think. It literally changes what reality you can see in that moment. And it really is very simple by just accessing the nervous system directly and knowing how to change the inputs. And this is part of how she discovered what was blocking her. She asked Monica, you know, what do? Why are you so good at sales? And Monica goes, well, I have this little tool called Cogno Movement. And they set up to do a session.
That's right. You know, and the goodness of her heart, you know, Monica had done this session for her colleague to try to help her colleague. And during the session, the most amazing thing happened. All she did was allow the woman to feel the rejection and feel how horrible it felt. And then they did this physical exercise, which part of it is moving of your eyes into very specific places that there's a disturbance, if you will. And Monica's an expert at finding that place of the resistance. And unbelievable, during the process, in one of these eye positions, she found that she's like walking into these establishments trying to sell them, and she realized that she was grieving her dog. She loved her dog more than anything in the world. The dog passed away, and there was this feeling of looking for her dog as she was going from door to door. I know it sounds strange. It almost is hard to even digest, you know, mentally. What do you mean looking for your dog? Well, that's what her brain and her nervous system subconsciously were feeling, this horrible feeling as she went from door to door.
Yeah, and that was the dissatisfaction she felt at going to these places and having the interactions with the business owners. She said she felt this dissatisfaction. And you know, when you're a salesperson and you meet new people, how you're feeling about yourself, how you're feeling in that moment is conveyed through everything, your body language, the tone of your voice, literally just the energy, the waves coming off your body. People can tell what your state is. And for her, she didn't realize that as she walked in, that's what was greeting people, is that sense of loss. Now, was she really looking for her dog logically? No. She had no idea that's what that sense of dissatisfaction was. In her logical mind, she knew her dog wasn't there. She knew her dog had passed. But what she was looking for, what her nervous system was looking for, is that feeling of being with the dog, that love of being with the dog, that companionship that I'm guessing she went into sales in the first place, imagining in some way, subconsciously, that it would feel like the presence of this companion, this pet. And so when it didn't happen, it just sort of felt like that loss all over again. And again, everybody, the fascinating part about this, Bill and I get to hear these stories all the time, but we're still fascinated when it comes up, is that she had no idea that this was the pattern running in her nervous system and this is what her body was looking for. Not a clue until her eyes were moved into the position that actually stored that memory, stored that neurological pattern. And Monica shared that as she was seeing the session, that her client saw, could see, there's a picture starts running in the brain of what she was looking for, of what the problem was. And seeing it, seeing that new perspective changes everything almost instantly. When the nervous system sees itself and realizes that's sort of a waste of energy and it doesn't make any sense, it will create a shift around that. And the shift around it is the best part of this story, because not only did she feel a lift of weight of grief, not only did the session change the way her body was handling grief so that she felt better, but it released her from that pattern of looking for the dog, trying to find that satisfaction. She went from the worst salesperson to the best. She moved to the top of the sales list so fast. Sounds like it gave everybody a little whiplash.
Everybody is like, what the heck just happened? She's now number one in the entire company. And by the way, number one in a time that's the most difficult time of year, supposedly, for salespeople. During this time of year, which is the, if you're depending upon when you're going to watch this, but it's the holiday season, you know, the end of the year, December, you know, that sort of thing. But all of this happened extremely fast. And this is a kind of a really wonderful story about what happens when you discover what's really blocking you. And how would you ever know? How would you ever know? You know, if you gave me a piece of paper and a pen and said, what are the top things blocking your average salesperson? You could give me about a 10,000 tries, and I probably would not. Your dog died. You know,
No.
that would not be it. You know, I just would never have thought of that. And that's one of the amazing things about being a cognitive movement practitioner. And hats off to Monica Dean, who utilized the method. And one of the things that Liz is diligently taught everybody since the very beginning of cognitive movement is that shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Practitioner, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. It's just, so you just let the person come to their own information. You're a technician who is helping and noticing the body, the physical body, and the nervous system, which is expressing itself through the body. And you do the techniques. And the person finds their own way. And she did. And she expertly handled this and helped this woman to have a new life. Not only a new life financially, but a new life without the love of her life.
So the principle is really not shut your mouth. It really is stay out of the story, but
I like my method.
it is,
I like
but
to stay
effectively that's it, right? Because in sales they can't sell anything. They're feeling bad when they go. You might imagine, especially if you've had any sales training, you know that it's fear, that they're having fear, or you know they're just not working their sales process. Or maybe it might even be about feeling unworthy, about money. I mean, you would make up a thousand things, and not one of them would be you're grieving your dog And your body's literally looking for them on every sale. You would never come up with it. So if you interject what you think the issue is, about 99.9%, you're going to be wrong. And the fun of this is, wait for it, waiting for the nervous system to show itself. What is the pattern? And in this case, I mean, the person having the session could never have dreamt that was her problem. And the relief in finding it is tremendous. Even though it doesn't make sense consciously or logically, when her own body revealed it, when her own brain revealed the neurological loop, she was like, oh my God, obviously, obviously, that makes perfect sense. So, you guys, it is time for us to take our first break. But I want to say that if you've been listening to us in this show or shows before, and you're really ready to make some change for yourself, if you've done talk therapy, if you've worked on yourself forever and you're not achieving that goal, there may be something hidden in your nervous system that could be easily uncovered with the Cogna Movement Essentials Program. That's the place to start. You can do it for yourself. Go to cognomovement.com/essentials and get started today. And now let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden. Aunt and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. The cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. And Bill and I are talking about this amazing story of a person who was at the bottom of the list in her company for sales, who rocketed to the top of the list by simply uncovering a hidden pattern, something that was holding her back that she would have never been able to figure out without her practitioner, her cognitive movement practitioner, moving her eyes into the position that revealed it. So let's talk about this a little bit, Bill. Why do the eyes reveal what's locked in the nervous system? How do you see that? And how does a practitioner see it? Or how do you know it for yourself? And why does it unlock anything? What does it have to do with anything?
Yeah, this is an amazing piece of information about neuroscience. So it turns out that everywhere you look accesses a different parts of your brain. The easiest way that I could give an example that will resonate with virtually everybody around the world, no matter where you are, is if you see someone looking physically down with their eyeballs. If you see somebody looking down, what might you think that they're feeling? If somebody is looking down, it's typically introspective or they're sad. They feel sad, they feel disconnected. This is interesting because it is not only physical, where it accesses a particular part of the brain that is associated with this, but it's also chemical. The downward direction of your eyes cuts off serotonin, it cuts off dopamine, and it also cuts off oxytocin. Oxytocin is the bonding chemical. When you look in somebody else's eyeballs, you're looking straight ahead into their eyes. That will help to produce this oxytocin, that bonding chemical, that love chemical. Anyway, for example, the opposite. When you look up with your eyes, it accesses what's called the prefrontal cortex. This is the front of your brain, also known for your executive function. It's also known to help regulate emotions. And when you, in a very, very practical point of view, if you want to feel better, look up. If you feel you're going to cry and you don't want to, look up. You can't cry. It'll stop you from crying if you hold your eyeballs up for a few minutes. Anyway, these are some physical evidence for all of us to know that what we're speaking about is the truth. There are different eye positions that will produce chemical and neurological changes and access different information. So, because the eyeballs and the brain and the spinal cord are one, it's literally one system. It is your neurological system. The eyeballs are actually made out of brain matter. It's as if you pull the brain into these things, right, that you can see with your eyes. And the same thing down the spinal cord. It's like as if you pulled part of the brain down the spine. The cool thing here is that when there's some sort of resistance in the brain, and that could be shame, guilt, grief, fear, anger, resentment, blame, you name it, you name it. What'll happen is as you move your eyes, you'll find a particular position that will have something different. Like it'll feel as if your eyes are stretched. It's like uncomfortable. It feels like, oh, my eyes are not supposed to go here. Or you may get double vision in the area, or you may feel like I can't see over here. Many, many different things happen, but that in area has information in it.
Well, yeah, let's stop there for just a second because the question really is like, well, why did she not know that that was her problem? Why did she not know that she was looking for that? And in her case, the problem that was happening was grief, and grief acts like shock in the nervous system. So there's this part of that whole system that Bill's talking about that shuts down in a fight or flight situation. Grief acts like shock, which is the biggest fight or flight situation. It literally will paralyze us, and we're unable to really move or think or feel the way we did before. It sort of takes over our system, hijacks it, if you will. And the part of the brain, it's called the RAS, the reticular activating system, literally clamps down the ability to take in more information. So functionally, what does it look like? The eyes don't move. They stay pretty much forward or down slightly. They don't move and reach for information because all it's worried about doing is survival. Can I get through this? And in grief, you kind of look at the brain like a computer that's offline a little bit, like it's loading, 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 like the internet is not quite connected. And so in her case, that grief feeling, the grief pattern, the offlineness kept her eyes from being able to move into a position that might be like, oh, actually, I'm just missing my little dog. You know, I should do something about my grief. And then I'll feel better enough to change this sales situation. But when Monica actually moved her eyes, like we do in cognitive movement, we force the brain to look at different perspectives, like different places in the brain. You have different access. Monica could see that there was a part where those eyes did not want to go. You know, they'll glitch out, you blink, they'll water, or it's just really painful. They don't want to look, which is a signal. Oh, right here is where we're tied up. We're tied up right there. The minute you let the body relax and open that space, there it is. She literally saw the situation. Oh, I'm looking for my dog. That makes no sense. And in that moment, the whole thing collapses. But what it also did is allowed the whole nervous system to relax because it couldn't figure out why it was so bound up. The system's like, I don't know. I'm in fight or flight. I don't know what's after me, though. Right. So when it saw what was really after itself, searching for a feeling, masking the pain, then the system's like, okay. Well, that's not a real lion. Let's relax. And so this person said that it changed their whole reality, not just the money part, not just that she became the number one salesperson, but it literally opened up the rest of her life. And now she feels happy again. She can feel joy again. You know, she can connect with people in a whole new way. So that's really that function that gets open. It's not just one thing. It's not just sales, it literally opens up the rest of your life.
Yeah. And we've been talking about the session here about this grief session, but there are so many people, tens of thousands, that have their own story. I worked with a woman in the Midwest in the United States who, after 30 years, one day her husband just up and walked out. Didn't give any reason, just I'm done, gone. And just with like that, he made a decision and he walked out. And I met her about 2 years after this divorce. And she was saying, I want a new husband, I want, and I don't understand why, my new husband hasn't shown up yet. I'm very clear about wanting to get a new husband, and she had her whole the whole thing, like how she wants him to look, what kind of pants she wants him to wear, what kind of shoes. Actually wanted like construction type boots, on him. She had a look. There was a look in a certain way her new husband was going to be, and she was like, gosh, I just don't understand it. I can't seem to get that going. It's not like me. And anyway, I said, okay, well, let's just find out about this. And I say, I want you to just want that husband, that new husband, and see those construction boots and the jeans and what have you. And she's got this good visualization. And I still remember it was up and to the left. When we got her eyes up and to the left, she could not keep her eyes open. They were glitching, and there was all kinds of problems. And said, we stopped there to give it a moment and just, okay, what is there any information here? Anything to know? And she was like, oh my gosh, if I get a new husband, then this ex-husband doesn't have to pay alimony. And he gotta pay. She was like, you don't walk out 30 years and not pay. You gotta, especially how he walked out, So there was this whole thing about, I don't even know what the rules are around all that, but that's one thing that she was very adamant about. She was like, but it opened up the world of understanding. Well, hold on a second. I'm in her mind, if I take a new husband, then this is not going to work out. He gets off scot-free. No. You don't get off scot-free after 30 years.
It just shows you want something and you believe that you're fully online for that thing. But there's a part of your body that says, nope, that's not going to be safe. That's not okay. And it's a piece that feels hidden to you. Like you keep running into a brick wall, even though, you're very clear about what you want and you're very open to it, or so you think. But there's something that's hidden in your nervous system that says, no, we cannot cross this line. And so you don't, it's very, very frustrating for all of us not to know. But the thing that's very freeing is that there is absolutely a way to discover it. And you really can do it for yourself. It's good to have help, but you can do it for yourself when you find out where your eyes do not want to go, where they will not go without coaxing. You are likely to find where the problem lives, the real access to it. And once you do, it changes very, very quickly. So if you are stuck in your life and you cannot figure out how to change it, start with the Cogno Movement Essentials Program. This is a way that we will show you how to do this for yourself, and you can actually learn how to do it for others a little bit. But very quickly, find the hidden spot. Find what's keeping you stuck. Go to cognomovement.com/essentials and you can get started right away. All right, we need to take a quick break and you can hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network. Take it away.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato. Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month. Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we are back. We're sharing this great story about this gal who went from zero to top of her company simply by clearing out this weird little grief glitch in her body, which to her was not little, really not. But instantly changed and opened up the whole world for her. So think about it for yourself. Where in your life are you like, I feel like I've taken all the classes. I feel like I've learned all the information. I feel like I've meditated about it. I've talked to a therapist about it. I went on my walking hike to think about it, but I still cannot get past it. Notice how that feels in your body. That's the first thing. And the clue for our the gal in our story was that she had this sense of dissatisfaction with every one of these sales. This strange feeling of yuck, blah. Mm. It's not here. This is not it, right? That's what it felt like for her. So what does it feel like for you? And when I say feel, it's really a sensation. There's something in your body that will either ache or, you know, you'll feel heaviness or you'll feel a lightness. I've even heard people say, oh, I feel it in my big toe or my left ear hurts or my right shoulder. But it's specific to when you're thinking about this topic. It'll really get flared up. Now, it might be an ongoing problem, but it'll really flare up when you think about the issue. This is the first place, and this is your first clue. Your body's giving you a signal. It feels like this. It's one end of the pattern, right?
Yeah.
Then the other end of the pattern is this stuck eye business. So we're going to walk you through a real simple exercise to combine the two and see if you can locate your stuckness. So we're going to start with, how does this thing feel? What are the qualities of it? Take some time, write it down. Like when I think about wanting to do X and I just can't get past the glass ceiling of it, I feel, you know, whatever it is, check from the top of your head down to your toes. What are the qualities of that particular sensation? You really need to get to know this one. If you skip this, you're unlikely to find the other end of it at the same time. You're unlikely for it to collapse when you do find it. You need to know, how is my body doing this feeling? And that feeling will drive you forward or hold you back only every time around this subject. Okay, so then what do we do next, Bill? What's the other end? What's the little eye trick that we do to find the other end of this pattern?
It's very, very simple. It is where you rotate your eyes in a big circle. And by big circle, I mean your head is forward, straight and level, and you look up with your eyeballs at the ceiling. You look straight up at the ceiling with your eyes, your head is straight and level, and then you slowly rotate your eyes. Now, when I say slowly, if you have ever seen a wristwatch, the second hand, you know, the sweeping second hand, it actually moves fairly slow. Watch that second hand, you know, it's like that type of speed. You're going to go all the way around at that same type of speed as the second hand of a watch. And you can almost imagine it like a clock, like you're going around a clock. If you were the clock, just your eyes are going around like the second hand.
Now, if you can't see, Bill, if you're listening on radio, the part you need to know here is it's not a gentle around. You really need to make your eyes stretch. So all the way left, all the way right, all the way down, all the way up.
And as you do that stretching, you're going to find somewhere that it might be considered uncomfortable, or one eye won't stay open, or you have double vision, or it feels like it's pulling. One eye or both eyes will start blinking. You may feel like there's sandpaper, like, oh my gosh, I must have an eyelash caught in my eye because it's uncomfortable. It's like sandpaper or something. So just that's the area that you got something. So the first thing, like Liz said, was feel how you feel. Notice it in your body. Whatever that thing is that I want, I don't want, whatever it is, you're going to rotate your eyes all the way around, nice and slow, like the second hand of a watch. And when you get to the place where you're feeling like, oh, there's a little uncomfortable there, I don't really want to have my eyes there. That's where the money is, right there, as I like to say. That's the money. You push your eyes further into that position and just breathe and feel the feeling in your body. You may notice yourself getting hot. You may notice that that feeling, whatever feeling that was, increases. And just park your eyes there. And as your eyes are there, notice if anything comes to you about the situation that you want or don't want. And you push your eyes into that position and relax.
Yeah, that's the big key is you're kind of making your eyes stretch. You're going to have to hold your eyes in, and that's going to be a bit uncomfortable. But you want to let the rest of the body relax around it. So take a big deep breath in, kind of relax into the feeling that you're having while making those eyes stay in that place. A lot of times it's helpful to have an item. We use a Cogno ball, but have an item to focus on right in that position, to hold your eyes in that space. And as you relax and just allow yourself to feel what you feel, there is no pushing it away. There's no pretending it's not there. There's no spiritualizing it. You're literally in it. This is the truth. This is how I feel. And my eyes are yucky in this spot. And when you hold the two together, you find that that is the neurological loop. That's the pattern. And many times you will simply understand, oh, that's what this is about. You'll see a place, you'll see a time, a story might play out in your mind. And trust me, it might be the most random thing. Don't second guess it, just let it be exactly what it is. And what you might notice is you'll start to have relief in a way you've never had before. And then you'll know. You found your spot, right, Bill? That sense of relief that happens, that sense of understanding. And then the world opens. So let's talk about that. We just have a few more minutes to go, but let's talk about that world opening feeling.
So one of the things that happens is that as the stress in the eyes goes away, your eyes go further into the position and new information can emerge, new perspectives, new ways of looking at things, and an absence of the fear, guilt, grief, anger, resentment, blame, whatever that negative reaction that you might have, all starts dissipating. So you really are at the very first stages of creating connectivity in your brain that was not there before. You're making new connections.
It simply just removes that blockage. The system sort of lets go of that particular floodgate and allows in so much more information, all kinds of new perspectives and information.
And if you keep following this thread forward and keep doing the exercises, and there's literally thousands of these that we have available in the practitioner program. The Essentials program has just a few, a lot, but it's nothing compared to the practitioner program. The thing that happens to us is something called hyperconnectivity. This is where all kinds of things start to come to you very quickly, and you find yourself in a place where you have this hyperconnectivity in your brain that's very coherent. So inventions, getting stuff done, new ways in relationships, happiness, joy, productivity, all become just natural. You're not even trying.
Let me give an example of this. I had a person yesterday who came to me because they are on a new job, and the way they normally work is 24/7 in a state of fight or flight, like don't eat, don't pee, don't move, torture yourself. But that torture feels so good because you're really getting something done, right? As fast as quickly as you can, super, super productive. But then you get completely burnt out, your body breaks down, it's terrible. So on this new job, the boss does not want her working like that. Not at all. She wants her working slow and steady in a productive way. And her brain couldn't figure it out. Could not figure out how that made any sense. Like, why doesn't this boss appreciate my overdrive, overwork? I get so much done, right? She was absolutely stuck in this one pattern. Well, we literally realized that one side of her whole body, she said, was silent. The left side of her body was just not communicating, which means the right side of the brain not working at all. The right side of the brain is the part that knows how to do calm, knows how to do slow and steady, knows how to create in that way. But she was didn't have any access to it. So, because she didn't have any access to it, she could only see this one way, run at 1,000 miles an hour into a brick wall, right? So, all we had to do was get her body communicating with that right brain again, get that back open. And immediately she's like, well, of course, this makes perfect sense. This is a much more mature way to work. This actually is a superpower. This is a way to support my team. I mean, she had a list of mile long about how what her boss was saying is exactly right and exactly right for her. But 2 minutes before that, she could not, under any circumstances, see how this made even one bit of sense. So that hyperconnectivity, all of a sudden, the right brain's open. It can now settle down while utilizing her whole big left brain that was on overdrive. So now everything's connected and everything's talking. It literally will open up an entire world for you. Not just the thing that you want to do, but everything else surrounding it. All right, you guys, we have completely run out of time for this episode. Bill and I were so excited and so enthused about sharing this story due to the nature of what came up that we really wanted to share it with you guys. And so now that we have, think about that a little bit. What is blocking you? What is the weird thing that is holding you back? So, all right, until next time, you guys be safe and be well. Thanks for being here, Bill McKenna.
And cognomovement.com. Get your essentials course today. You can change your life. This is the opportunity that you've been looking for.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.